Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
What do you mean almost better? Honest to God. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. Plus, you get Steve Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri live and dangerously local, the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. All right. Before we get to this next clip here with Tucker Carlson and the JFK files, and it's really disturbing stuff. It really is. And more questions now are being raised about Pam Bondi, who is the attorney general. We're still waiting for the Epstein files. We're still waiting for the JFK, RFK, MLK. People are, at least on ex-Twitter, are getting very, very nervous about whether Pam Bondi is just Jeff Sessions 2.0. They're very, very a lot of people are very, very concerned. It's a really delicate time right now. This audio clip that I have for you, Tucker Carlson talking with Chris Cuomo, is really quite interesting. And Tucker Carlson actually says the name of the senator who is trying, and he's a Republican, trying to block the information JFK, the JFK assassination from coming out. These are the Republican, establishment Republicans, but still Republicans. But before that, I'd mentioned that I did not have the phone number handy for Sarita Heckathorn. If you work for East Ohio Regional Hospital and you now need health insurance, insurance for your prescriptions, life insurance, anything connected with insurance that you were getting with East Ohio Regional Hospital. I mentioned to you earlier in the show that I reached out to Sarita Heckathorn, full disclosure. She is my health insurance agent. Health Markets Insurance Agency is my client, Dimitri 2020 LLC. I do personal endorsements. I love Sarita Heckathorn. Sarita Heckathorn is gold. I reached out to her, and she said they are geared up to handle what I believe is going to be a rush of people from East Ohio Regional Hospital who are looking, scrambling to get health insurance for themselves and their families, and also for prescription drugs, and also for different types of health insurance needs, whatever they are. And that all of this consultation is free. You come in, you sit down, they'll talk with you, listen to you. You explain to them, here are our needs. And they will give you all the different options of every plan that is available to you, depending on what county you live in. That's kind of how it's done. And then if you want to have health insurance coverage for you and your family, you pick one of them, and they handle all the paperwork. You do not have to go online and try to figure out the maze, the eye-glazing maze of forms that you got to fill out with insurance companies or whatever. They do all of that for you. And they're all geared up now with this whole issue with East Ohio Regional Hospital, and really for anyone. If you've lost your job or you just need health insurance for you and your family, Sarita Heckathorn is gold. Here are the phone numbers. The phone number for the Steubenville office is 740-275-4922. That's 740-275-4922. And in fact, that's the only number that you really need. There are two offices, St. Clairsville and Steubenville, and they will take care of you. They are all set to go. So if you're looking for health insurance and you got to scramble and try to find something, they will take care of you. You come in, you sit down, you tell them your needs. Everything's free. They'll give you all the different options. If you want one of the options, then they'll even fill out all the paperwork for you. It's as easy and as simple as you could ever imagine, because Sarita Heckathorn is gold. Now, this interview, Tucker Carlson, Chris Cuomo, talking about the JFK files. A lot of people are very concerned about Pam Bondi. I'm concerned about it. I thought she'd be a home run as attorney general. She was the attorney general in Florida, and now United States attorney general. And I just expected all of these things to be taken care of by now, especially the Epstein files, because she had said, oh, there, all the files are on my desk and we're going to release them, and still nothing. Very, very concerned. I hope it works out with Pam Bondi. I really do. But man, oh man, there are a lot of people on Twitter right now, ex-Twitter, that are very concerned. JFK files, for God's sake. This was a very interesting conversation, and Tucker Carlson actually names the name of the United States Senator, a Republican, who is doing his best to block you from learning what the hell happened with the John F. Kennedy assassination. And for them to be covering up for so long, you have got to believe that the feds were involved. I'm sorry, I've got to believe it, because I don't know what else makes any sense. I don't know. Well, hear it for yourself.
From whatever group has been able to keep these files secret for 62 years. So my question to you is, like, what is that? Well, why have these been secret for so long?
The idea of the deep state to me is a convenience more than it is a reality. It's a boogeyman. Why don't they put it out? Because institutions protect themselves, Tucker, as we both know.
Really?
And there is clearly information in those files that are going to make the CIA look bad.
Just the CIA?
Well, whatever. Different agencies.
No, not whatever.
I don't know, because I haven't seen
them. Okay, so here's...
Somebody, it could be the FBI, the CIA.
Okay, so I've always thought that. And then in January, you know, there was a scramble over who's going to get what jobs in the new administration. And at one point, there was someone who was being discussed for a job in the intel world. And a member of the SSCI, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Senate Intel Committee, went to the people making the decision and said, you cannot hire this person because this person will be certain to push for the release of the JFK files. So this is in, this is a fact. So this is in 2025. Less than 2 months ago, and you have a sitting member of the United States Senate whose main goal is to keep those files secret. And then you have to ask yourself, what
why?
Is that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
And where's your boy Kash Patel? I mean, he went in there to supposedly bust all this up.
I can't answer that.
He put out this weird tweet, you know, that was very general, like, you know, things are going to change and we're going to do this and da, da. After we learn that someone under his control now, right, because he's the head of the FBI, in that office that's under him, why wasn't he there? Why didn't he go there and say, give me the files, give them to me?
Weren't you just saying the deep state's not real?
I don't know. I don't believe in the deep state as a boogeyman.
What's going on?
But look, they're his guys. I'm just saying, why didn't he go there and say, give me the files?
So let's just use logic. I can't answer that question. I think it's a great question. Yeah. But let's just use logic for 1 second. Clearly, if you watch this, in my case, for the same as you, 35 years, watching this stuff carefully, and somebody, you know, gets in office, I'm going to do this, that, and the other thing. And then, like, 5 days later, they're like, well, actually, someone has called that person to say, there's something you didn't know. Here are the consequences of doing that. Someone has applied very serious pressure on this person. Pressure so serious that person is willing to humiliate himself.
So wait a minute. Here's the part I don't
understand. So who's that person exerting the pressure?
But you... are uniquely qualified to get this answer, because one of us can call the president of the United States right now and ask him. And the other one is me. So why don't you know?
That's a great question.
It's the only kind I ask.
So what I brought to it was the knowledge that a member of the Senate Intel Committee, I'm not guessing, called over and said, you cannot appoint this person.
So why don't you expose that person, first of all, so we can start chasing
Tom
after
Cotton
him or her.
Of Arkansas did that.
Tom Cotton.
Yes, correct.
And did you ask him?
I haven't. No, I haven't asked him.
What the hell's going on with you?
I'd like to. And
kind of makes people suspicious of you, by the way. If you know that Tom Cotton said you can't pick this person,
that
because
is correct,
and then you didn't go to him and find out why.
Well, I need to sit down with him. I'm not sure that he'll do an interview with me.
What the hell is going on with our government even today with the Trump administration? United States Senator Tom Cotton, Republican, supposedly a conservative, but establishment Republican. He comes across like a hard-ass army guy and all that, but he's an establishment Republican. You see him on Fox News a lot, because Fox News is about establishment Republicans. He's working behind the scenes, according to Tucker Carlson, to make sure you don't see the JFK files. What the hell is going on? And by the way, this entire segment that I played for you, it's about 3.5 minutes, this interview with Chris Cuomo. I never thought I would say this, but Chris Cuomo sounded a whole lot better than Tucker Carlson. I mean, try to wrap your mind around that. And why hasn't Tucker Carlson reached out to the president? Why hasn't he reached out to Kash Patel? Why hasn't he reached out to Senator Tom Cotton to find out what the hell is going on? They promised us the Epstein files and there would be charges and all of that. Still nothing with Epstein. Now the rumors are on X Twitter that it was an Israeli operation, a Mossad operation to blackmail everybody on Earth. And everybody on Earth who's, you know, into raping little girls. And that's now supposedly the reason why they can't release all the information about the Epstein files, because it'll embarrass Israel. I have no earthly idea if that's true or not. But again, when you don't know, then that's when all the rumors start flying all over the place, especially on X Twitter. They promised us the Epstein files, JFK files, RFK files, MLK files. Nothing. And now we find out that at least one United States senator, a Republican, establishment Republican, is fighting this. We have Pam Bondi, who is the attorney general. We've got Kash Patel, who's head of the FBI. We've got Dan Bongino, who's second at the FBI. Where the hell are the files? What has our government been doing here to us? After all these years, it still won't come clean? Which means it must be as dirty as could possibly be. It must, well, I shouldn't say must, but would it surprise anyone at this point if we discover that the CIA assassinated JFK? I'm not saying it did. I mean, obviously, I don't know. How the hell would I know? But what other explanation can there be? And if it wasn't an Israeli operation with the Epstein blackmailing scheme on that little island of his, you know, where they, you know, the Lolita Express and all of that, if it wasn't an Israeli plan to blackmail virtually everyone, apparently a very good plan, then what other explanation is there? I don't know. But they promised us that we'd get all of this information, and we are still waiting. And no matter what you think, stop it. No matter what you think of the Democrats, and I don't think much of, not today's Democrats anyway, you can't blame this one on them. You can't blame this one on woke. You can't blame this one on DEI. You can't blame this one on Nancy Pelosi. You can't blame this one on Chuck Schumer. This is all the Trump administration. These are Trump's people, for God's sake. They promised us all of this information. We're now into almost the middle of March, and they still haven't released all of these documents. In fact, they haven't released any of these documents. No one's been charged. Epstein Island with all of these deviants who are, you know, raping little girls there. And God knows how much blackmail has been going on. No one's been even charged. We still don't even know the names. I'm telling you, something does not feel right. Something does not feel right at all. It really doesn't. It just doesn't. Hey, just a reminder, Bridgeport Equipment, they're in Bridgeport right next to Herb Electric. Full disclosure, they are one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. I think the world of them, Zach and Ross and Gage and Alex and Haley and all the rest are all just absolutely wonderful. Megan, Cindy, they're all wonderful people. They really are. Some of the sales they have going on right now, the Spring Steel Cell. Steel is the name of the manufacturer, this great, great company, German company, that is very, very good, but can't spell. Steel is spelled S-T-I-H-L. S-T-I-H-L. But it's steel, like, you know, Steelers and all that. But it's S-T-I-H-L. Great, great equipment. one of the battery trimmers, the price of $230, but you get a free battery with that, $140 value. $140 battery free when you buy this one battery trimmer for $230. A gas trimmer, you save $30. The sales price is under $200. Another gas trimmer, you get another $30 saving, sale price $329. And the self-propelled battery lawnmower, $800. And they'll give you a free battery, a $300 value. Some of the sale prices regarding steel products are insane. They're so good, it's a steal. They're that good. The steel promos are so great that it's a steal. Note the play on words, because I'm a wordsmith. Thank you. Bridgeport Equipment, right next to Herb Electric. And make sure you get your generator from Herb Electric as well. These are wonderful people. I'm honored to do personal endorsements for both of these fine, fine companies. Okay, lots more stuff here for you that is coming up. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk to get your Dimitri.